One of the daily habits that we have within La Tribu is to journal. And it's a powerful tool for us because it's really kind of liberating or sharing something that maybe you don't want to share with anybody else, but you're sharing it with yourself. There's a quote that I love and it says, "Journaling is like whispering to oneself and listening at the same time." And that's exactly what it is. It's a conversation with yourself. And even though at the beginning, a lot of people struggle with journaling because they just don't know what to write. I get that question all the time, Andres, like I'm stuck. I don't know what to write. I don't know what my entry should be about. Is there a certain structure? Is there rules to follow? How much should I write to make it a successful entry? And the list goes on of the questions I get. And the simple way of putting it is there is no right or wrong because it's just whatever you feel. You can write down something bad that happened. You can write down something good. There's no, again, right or wrong when it comes to journaling. The one thing I do share is, and I say, look, at the beginning, it's going to be a little bit difficult if you've never journaled before. And I always use the analogy of, it's like when you meet somebody new, right? Very few times do you meet somebody and then the conversation just flows and there's like instant connection and you can get into a very deep conversation about something. More often than not, it's kind of a short conversation, kind of feeling each other out, right? Sharing interests. Maybe there's a connection, maybe there's not. But as time goes on and you're around that person more and more, the comfort level obviously rises. And with that comes deeper conversation. There's a little bit more of a connection, right? And before you know it, you can have a very, very long conversation with that person and it won't even seem like it was that long. And it's the same thing with journaling. If you've never journaled before, if you've never had that connection with writing down your feelings or your thoughts, that's exactly how it's going to go. At the beginning, it's going to feel maybe a little uncomfortable. You might not know how or what steps to take. But over time, if you stay consistent with it, you'll see the power of it, of how you can really have that conversation with yourself and go into detail with certain topics. So if you're starting off, just pick up a journal and even write bullet points. Something good that happened today, right? Something you're grateful for. Something bad that happened today. And the power comes when you've done it consistently for a certain amount of time and you can go back and read your previous entries. For one, you can see how far you've come and you can actually see a pattern of growth and of comfort within your journal entries. And that's the true meaning of it being used as a tool because you can see the growth. The other important thing, and this is I share with this with members all the time, is whenever you have a really good day, put that in your journal and go into detail as much as you can. And that way, when you're having a bad day, you can always go back to those entries. So earmark it or take a blue marker and put an X at the top, you know, right-hand corner. So when you're having those bad days, you can go back, look for those earmarked entries, and read all the positive that's happened. All that'll show you is that good things are to come, even though, you know, that day you might be struggling for whatever reason. So try journaling. It's a powerful tool. We use it. Again, it's a daily habit for us. And it really shows a pattern of growth over time. So don't forget that today's a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.